It's about 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome to the second hour of Morning Blend. I'm your host, Dory Nutt, and welcome to Catherine Betcher and Josh Dixon. Sorry, Josh. Josh
okay.
Dixon, two of the cast members from Independent Musical Productions, Hello Dolly. Welcome, you guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, I think summer is a great time to get out and see some great musical theater, and you're here to tell us about a wonderful opportunity to do just that. We just heard an orchestral overture, and we'll talk about the music in this show in a minute, but let's start with the story that's involved in this show, Hello, Dolly. And I think, Kat, you've been elected to give us a quick synopsis of the plot. What's this about?
Hello, Dolly is actually based off the play by Thornton Wilder called The Matchmaker. And Dolly Levi is a woman about town who is trying to make her living making love matches. And she also happens to diddle in love matchmaking herself. So
she needs a little help.
She does kind of need a little help, yeah. Help herself, but she knows what people need and want in their lives, and she kind of matches up the right person and makes hopefully forever loves.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, she hopes to get a second chance herself at love.
Oh, well, this show has such a storied past. It won 10 Tonys in 1964. It ran for years. It's had several revivals. Why do you think people love this show so much, Josh?
I love the idea of love. It's fun. It's there's a lot of shenanigans that happen on stage.
Lots of shenanigans. Fun shenanigans.
So, fun shenanigans. So I think that it keeps you, well, it doesn't really keep you guessing if you know the show, but it keeps people coming back because it's so much fun.
And it's very familiar, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the music is maybe more familiar than you realize,
yeah,
and you've heard it.
In Wall-E, the Disney's Wall-E, it's sampled a lot in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, put on your Sunday clothes, that's right.
Put on your Sunday clothes,
and
out there,
and what was that other song? It Only Takes a Moment.
Yeah.
So those are all in Wall-E, and Disney's big about doing that because if you are on Main Street, you'll actually hear several of these songs played in the Main Street loop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have not been there, but I'll listen for that when I go. And Kat, you play the character Dolly in this show. And speaking of just famous things and things that people know, I guess folks of a certain age like me know a lot of the actresses that have played this role. I mean, I read that it was written for Ethel Merman, but
yes.
She turned it down.
Yes, she turned it down, believe it or not.
She did come back to do it later. But
yeah, she actually came back much later after Carol Channing had left.
Mm-hmm.
But many of the great Broadway divas have played this role. I mean, you've got Carol Channing, you've got Ethel Merman. Ginger Rogers actually played this role.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she played it in the 70s.
Mary Martin has done it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so pretty much any woman who has ever wanted this role and has, you know, been a big, huge star has played this role. I mean, obviously Bette Midler, who won the Tony for it in 2018, I think it was.
Yes.
And now it's on tour with Betty Buckley, who is a Broadway icon herself.
She certainly is. And actually, one of the songs we're going to listen to features Pearl Bailey when they did this show with an all-black cast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful hit. And then even Barbara Streisand sung this role in the movie version.
She was only 25 when she took it on.
That's crazy.
And there's some interviews that she's said, I was just too young. I shouldn't have taken it on to begin with because I didn't really understand it. But, you know, she was very glad that she did.
I'll bet. Well, we're going to listen to one of the songs that Dolly sings in Hello, Dolly. Let's listen to Before the Parade Passes By. And, Kat, this is one of your numbers, since you're singing the role of Dolly Levi. Why don't you tell us what this song is about? I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory when you hear it, but tell us what's happening.
Well, it definitely has a double meaning. This is actually the finale of Act One, and she set up all the little love matches she hopes will continue through the second act, including her own.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been trying to get over the loss of her husband, who has been gone approximately 10 years.
Okay.
And she's trying to get back in the game, maybe not for a romantic love, but for the companionship for her later years. And she wants to feel like she's back in the parade instead of being out on the sidelines and watching it pass by and being left alone.
Okay. Well, it's a wonderful song. Let's listen now. Here's Pearl Bailey singing Before the Parade Passes By.
Before the parade passes by, I've got to go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I've got to get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. I've got to go again, I've got to drive again. I want to feel my heart coming alive again. Before the parade passes by, look at that crowd over there. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd over there. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me no
This is one of the famous actresses that portrayed Dolly Levi on the show. We heard Pearl Bailey singing Before the Parade Passes By. And one of my guests in the studio today, Kat Boettcher, will be singing this song in IMP's production coming up June 20th through 23rd. And our other guest in the studio here today, Josh Dixon. You know, Josh, I can't. You don't have a hard. I'm worried so much about saying Kat's name, and you don't have a hard name to say, and
you
I can't
get the easy name
out.
Wrong.
Okay, this is. Let me try again. Josh Dixon. He'll be playing the role of Cornelius Hackle. So, Josh, why don't you tell us a little about Cornelius?
Well, Cornelius. I like to call the show Hello Cornelius.
Appropriate.
It's about a guy.
But, definitely about a guy.
I'll tell you about Cornelius. He's been stuck in a job for a very, very long time, and he gets promoted from chief clerk to chief clerk, and he's a little upset by that. Mm-hmm. So naturally, he wants to do something about it. He's ready to, take charge, finally, and they plan a little coup in Vandegelder's Hay and Feed, and they cause some shenanigan to happen. They get to go on this wild adventure in New York.
They get to take the day off. Stores closed.
And then they're also being chased in a sense, Cat and Mouse by Van de Gelder.
Okay.
But that's the Dolly thing. You know, that's her, like,
she's sneaky.
Uh-huh.
So there's lots going on. Well, is this your first time to play Cornelius Heckel?
No, it's not.
Okay, tell
this
us about your first time.
My first time. I was a senior in high school, 1998, at Lee High School.
Lee High School,
Lee
right
Lyric
here.
Theater.
You've come back home.
I have come back home. Viv called me and asked if I would be willing to come back and reprise the role. And I was like, absolutely.
Well, that's Vivian Atkins, of course, the legendary director here with Independent Musical Productions.
Yes.
Who shepherded so many of you guys through the years at Lee High School and that wonderful theater program at the Magnet School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you played this role as a high school student, and now here you are some years later.
Yeah.
What's different about the way you're doing this?
Some years later, thank you.
Couple of years.
Just a few. What's different about it? Well, now I have perspective. A lot of things that I didn't understand, that they were kind of like just kind of saying, hey, say that this way, say that this way. I get now.
Right.
I'm playing a lot more because I really do understand it. So it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun to come back and revisit. The one thing about the show that I was a little nervous about, they told us we were going to use the same schematics of the set. And something that happened in the first round of this set is...
Oh, God.
I know.
Tell us. So this is back at Lee High School.
This is back at Lee High School. We were in our dress rehearsal. Well, we were in tech. And
okay.
It's first time on the set. And there's a trapdoor that we, Barnaby and Cornelius, work down in all the time. And I'm marching up the steps, and I do my thing, and I fall in, and there was a 2x4 painted black, and I hit my head.
Oh.
Yes. No, but it was funny. It was funny in that I came up, and I didn't remember anything.
What nightmares are made of.
I know. So when they told us we were using the state of set, I was like, oh, no.
Is that 2x4 still in place?
No. That'll be different.
Oh.
We hope so.
We hope so. No, it will
We'll inspect.
Yes. Oh, yes. There'll be a thorough walkthrough.
So you guys are just in rehearsals now. The show actually opens on June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's
correct.
About a week and a half away. So you probably haven't even encountered the set yet or the orchestra.
Not yet. But we are moving in on Monday, though. We're really excited about it.
Yes.
Okay. I have to ask both of you, is this your first time back in the new theater? I mean, you're both from the old, when I say old school, I don't mean in a way of doing things. I mean the actual old school of Lee High School, which didn't have a pit, which everything was, it was a wonderful, magical place.
It was actually an amazing venue.
It really was.
Because they don't make high school theaters like that nowadays.
Yeah,
so, you know, you have to be or have a very special program to get what we had. And I've been in the theater. I've been through the theater, but I have not walked those boards. So that should
I
be interesting.
I did get an opportunity to walk those boards because I came back and I did Frog and Toad with them a few years ago. And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different. I miss the old Lee Lyric Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
lots of memories there.
Yeah, with the huge elephant room.
Oh, yes.
Had all the, everyone signed.
I tagged that room myself.
Oh, I did too.
Oh, my. Well, you can make some new memories.
Absolutely.
In this new school.
Yes.
When you do Hello Dolly coming up June 20th through 23rd. And Josh, let's listen to one of your songs from the show. We'll hear Put On Your Sunday Clothes. On this recording, Charles Nelson Reilly is playing Cornelius. Here we go.
Out there's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Glisten, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime the cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night, where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl. But we won't come home until we kiss the girl.
on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dressed like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about.
That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no Blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn.
Let me hear that tonic chord. Lovely, you're improving. Now get all 11 pieces. We're 7 minutes late. All aboard!
All aboard!
That was Put On Your Sunday Clothes from Hello Dolly. If you're just joining us, this is Morning Blend, and I'm talking to Catherine Betcher and Josh Dixon, two cast members from the upcoming production of Hello Dolly. And I wanted to talk to you about your own career separate from Hello Dolly. I mean, what you do in real life when you're not here doing Hello Dolly. So tell us about your theater background a little. Let's start with you, Kat.
Oh, okay. Theater background. Well, let's see. I am a graduate of the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, in music performance. So my background in music is actually classically trained. Sorry, my voice is going up. Classically trained, but then I did some studying in New York City and lived there for a little bit and kind of did the cabaret scene and whatnot up there. And
oh,
then
wow.
Came back and was like, maybe I need to finish this whole music thing out because I never finished my degree. So I came back and I finished my degree. And then I got married. Mm-hmm. And I married a Birmingham boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up moving to Nashville about 10 years ago, and I've been working in film and television up there as well as a lot of theater up there.
Okay.
excuse me. I'm currently in the midst of directing Into the Woods.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah,
one of my favorites.
For one of the theaters in town. It's actually the oldest theater in Nashville. It's called Circle Players.
Okay.
A little shameless plug there. We're celebrating our 70th season, and I get to direct the opening of that, so I'm very excited about that.
So you've really branched out from just being on the stage to
behind
the scenes, but in a very important role.
Yeah, and I get to use some of my dance ability, too. I've choreographed Singing in the Rain for a theater, which was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I actually also teach theater, so I teach at a college and a high school. So I finished this spring doing Mamma Mia, doing a premiere of Mamma Mia, and that was fun. And then this fall we're going to do Wizard of Oz, and you know, lots of fun stuff going on. So yeah,
sounds like you're a busy person.
I am busy. Very most busy. People are like, "How do you do this? When do you sleep?" I'm like, "I sleep when I'm dead. It's fine."
Yeah, gotta do it while you can. I know how that goes. Well, Josh, tell us about your theater background.
I started my theater at Lee High School, as I mentioned, and then I also followed the route of a vocal performance major. I took an unintentional gap year off before gap years were intentional. Before they were a thing. And I actually worked at the Space and Rocket Center during that time. But I went to Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, majoring in vocal performance. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 4 years. Also did not finish my degree because I wanted to
get out there and start.
I wanted to get out there. Yes, absolutely. And so I moved to New York and I went to a 2-year theater school and got at Circle in the Square Theater School.
Oh, and we've heard of that.
Yeah, and finished that, and then my first professional show, a show that I got my equity card in at St. Louis, in St. Louis, at Stage of St. Louis, was Hello Dolly.
Are you kidding me?
No.
This is really.
As I'm saying this, is like this really full circle to be back here at home, being able to do it again.
And all of your friends and family are going to be there. I'm sure you'll pull in a big crowd, both of you, hometown people back. You know, back from New York.
Yeah.
Well, that is so exciting, and I can tell that you both love musical theater at least as much as I do, maybe more. let's talk about the Tony Awards coming up Sunday night.
Yeah.
What have you seen any of the nominees this year?
Yes, I've seen several. Oddly enough, I'm not a big play person. I know that's kind of the thing. You go to New York, you want to see plays as well as musicals. But I actually did get to see Gary, the sequel to Titus Andronicus.
Oh, wow.
And I saw it their opening preview night.
Oh.
And it's disturbing, but hysterical all at the same time.
Right.
And it's only a 3-person show. Uh-huh. So Nathan Lane was, of course, brilliant. Unfortunately, he didn't get a nomination. But Julie Waters, who most people will know from the Transformers, she's the Transformers mom.
That's right.
She's also done like Grace Under Fire. She's a Tony Award-winning actress too. Mm-hmm. She was absolutely brilliant. I have never laughed so hard at somebody in such a disturbing show ever. But it was really an interesting show.
Right.
Hadestown is supposed to be really good.
Yeah. Well, I've heard a lot of that music. Yeah, the nominees for Best Musical. Let's see. We have Ain't Too Proud, Beetlejuice, Hadestown, and I think that's the favorite among the critics.
Yeah, I think so too.
The Prom, and then Tootsie. Everybody remembers that film, and I don't know, one of the nominees.
I love Tootsie.
Tootsie's getting a lot of buzz too.
It is getting
for
a lot of buzz.
What's his name's performance?
I can't remember his name either. Doggone it.
Me neither.
Oh, well. That's okay.
Okay, so, and then the best, in the best revival category, we have Kiss Me, Kate, in Oklahoma with the not all-woman cast, but with 2 women in the leading roles. So that's interesting. So I bet, do you guys get off rehearsal Sunday night in order to watch the Tonys?
I hope so.
If not, we'll have a Tony party.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope so. Well, as folks watch the broadcast of the Tonys, our listeners out there, you can keep in mind that right here in Huntsville, you can go see a show that won 10 Tonys in 1964. Hello, Dolly will be staged June 20th through 23rd on the main stage of Lee High School. And there are night performances, a couple of matinees over the weekend in case you don't like to drive at night. There's lots of free parking and a great cast and crew, top to bottom. If I know anything about IMP, the organization that's putting on this show, everybody there is just top-notch. I never am disappointed by the sets, the costumes, the dancing, the lead characters down to the smallest role in the show. everybody is energized, and it might have Absolutely. Something to do yeah. with your director,
absolutely,
who inspires and maybe terrifies, but inspires greatness in everyone.
Absolutely.
I think. Okay, so do you guys have a website or a phone number for folks to call and get information about this show?
IMPHuntsville.org. That's going to be your place for all things IMP related, as well as place to purchase your tickets.
You can buy your tickets there. And, you know, in case you're driving in your car and you can't write that down and you don't remember, you can also go on our website, WLRH.org, click on the community tab, and this show is listed there and has the dates and times. So, you know, go about it either way. But it also links to the IMP
yes.
website where you can buy your tickets. And Josh and Catherine, I've really enjoyed having you in our studios today.
You.
I can't wait to see you on stage starting June 20th. And as we go out here, let's listen to the big showstopper from Hello Dolly. We're going to go out with the title track, sung here by the very first and longtime Dolly, Carol Channing. And Kat, we were talking during the music. You actually saw Carol Channing in Hello Dolly.
Yeah, it was. I saw her in the 96 revival. And, you know, she's not the best singer, but she definitely has just a presence that just kind of brings you in, and you just love her all the way, regardless of the singing of it. She's amazing.
Everything that everybody says she is. Well, here's Carol Channing with Hello Dolly.
Back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, Dolly'll never go away again.